Illinois legislators appear to be on the cusp of passing one of the biggest pieces of legislation concerning energy and climate change. It could determine the future use of coal, natural gas, and nuclear energy in the state for decades to come. But negotiations have been contentious among top Democrats, leading to a month-long impasse that appears now to be coming to an end. WBEZ's Illinois politics reporter Tony Arnold joins us now to talk about what we should expect in the coming days. And Tony, let's get right to it. Legislators are up against a deadline here. If they don't act soon, then are nuclear power plants in Illinois going to start shutting down?
Well, Exelon has been driving this ship for several months now. The company has been emphatic that if the state does not bail them out by Monday, then it will begin to shut down its nuclear plant in Byron outside of Rockford. And this energy proposal, it does that with nearly $700 million in subsidies to save Exelon's nuclear power fleet. The Illinois Senate President Don Harmon, he recently spoke to the concern that he had with the jobs being lost if the legislature does not act.
Inaction has consequences, and this is urgent. And there are so many folks that I'm worried about. I'm worried about the nuclear power plant worker who's staring up at the ceiling right now, wondering if she's going to have a job or going to have to move her family out of state.
And the issue, Melba, is that the energy bill is not only about nuclear, it's about many, many other issues as well.
And one of those other many issues is obviously the future of coal in Illinois. Where does that stand right now?
Well, this is where we are still waiting at the moment to see the details, but we have a pretty good sense of the broad strokes that the legislation will include. It's going to call for the end of coal plants in the state by 2045, particularly one plant south of St. Louis called Prairie State. That's one of the biggest polluters in the country. Democrats like Harmon have been arguing for a way to let the coal plants figure out how to reduce their carbon emissions rather than a hard end date.
Tony, though, this is the issue that's kind of been holding up the negotiations all summer long, hasn't it?
Yeah, look, Democrats have two loyal groups that they're trying to balance their interests, labor unions and environmental groups. Labor unions obviously want to preserve jobs, and environmental activists want to shut down coal plants. So while Harmon has been trying to find a way to keep those jobs, Governor J.B. Pritzker has been pushing for the ultimate end to coal in Illinois. It's not enough to say that coal will end in 2045 for Pritzker. There are all these reports on the dire need to address climate change now. And so the governor wants to see a reduction in carbon emissions much sooner. He wants a phase-out of coal over the next 25 years. And another complicating matter is that there are several Chicago suburbs that get their power from this coal plant, including Naperville, Batavia, Winnetka. So those suburbs are going to have to figure something else out.
Tony, you know, we haven't really talked about the elephant in the room yet. There is an ongoing massive corruption investigation into Springfield's operations involving a power company, Commonwealth Edison. What does this legislation do in response to that scandal?
Yeah, you know, I said before that this legislation just keeps getting bigger and bigger. But when it comes to ethics, it's only gotten smaller and smaller. Several ethics reforms were taken out of negotiations as this has dragged on for one reason or another. Only a few things are left, like having legislators disclose if they have a relative on the payroll of a utility, such as ComEd. But there are several elements that have come out of the ComEd scandal that are just not addressed. And while there is talk of restitution, in which ComEd could end up having to pay its customers for its wrongdoing, the term spelled out in legislation does not make it clear that customers would be in line for anything close to what ComEd gained from its bribery scandal.
And the House is scheduled to return tomorrow to take this matter up, and WBEZ state politics reporter Tony Arnold will have the details of what they do. Tony, thanks so much.
Thanks, Melba.
This is WBEZ.